SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Investigation continues into the crash of that jet in Philadelphia. Mayor Sherelle Parker says there was more than just the plane that was impacted.
We do want to note that several dwellings and vehicles were impacted. So what are we asking you to do for us right now, Philadelphia? We're urging you to please stay away from the scene. If you see debris, call 911. Don't touch anything.
All six people on the plane were killed, including a child. One person is dead now after being hit by debris on the ground. Juan Brown is a retired Air Force pilot and current commercial airline pilot. In the wake of Wednesday's crash near Washington, he says officials are likely examining the congested airspace between the Pentagon and Reagan National Airport.
We're going to have to look at these routes. Are these routes really the right way to operate out of this area? Do we need to change these routes? Do we need to change the procedures in and out of this area? And I suspect it's going to change pretty quick because this is just cutting it awfully close, awfully close.
67 people killed in that collision. Also at SRNnews.com, more cuts in the new administration.
Director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Rohit Chopra, has been fired by President Donald Trump. A person familiar with the situation says the firing came in an email from the White House. Chopra worked under the Biden administration, but during Trump's first term, he had picked Chopra as a Democrat member of the Federal Trade Commission.
That is Donna Warder reporting. Trump administration taking action against Islamic State operatives in Somalia. Pentagon says airstrikes were directed at them. Several were killed. This is SRN News. Well, the prosperity gospel is out of fashion when it comes to American pastors.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds only 18% of Protestant clergymen are teaching their parishioners that God will bring them prosperity if they tithe more money to the church. The people in the pews are a different matter, however. The survey reveals 45% of Protestant churchgoers believe that to receive material blessings from God, they have to do something for God. It's about twice as many as believed that a decade ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republicans putting Pennsylvania and Wisconsin back in the win column in the 2024 presidential race. Now they're hoping that momentum carries over to contests this year that will determine whether the state Supreme Courts retain left-leaning majorities or flip to a conservative control. The outcome could be pivotal in deciding a number of cases related to abortion. This is SRN News. An NBA player refusing comment while being investigated in a federal sports betting probe. Here's correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
Terry Rozier declined to answer questions Friday about the investigations by federal prosecutors into unusual betting patterns surrounding his play in a game when he was with the Hornets in 2023. Rozier, now with the Heat, is linked to the same probe that led to former Raptors player Jontay Porter being banned for life from the NBA. Porter faced criminal prosecution and eventually pleaded guilty to committing wire fraud. Porter is awaiting sentencing. There has been no indication that Rozier is under criminal investigation. He has not been charged with a crime.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Wall Street numbers Friday. The Dow lost 337 points. NASDAQ down 54. S&P off 31. More details at srnnews.com.